building that brings up the best in you?
No, you know, we find ways to win. We've had some wild games here over the years, and none probably wilder than this one. And coming down to a field goal, one goes in, we call a timeout, the next one gets blocked. So just a great job by our guys, just fighting, hanging in there, you know, not getting down, not getting frustrated, and you know, continuing to believe the whole time that we were going to be able to go down there and score two touchdowns at the end and get the two-point conversion. And you know, that's what we expected to do, and that's what we did.
Did you, after Dez Bryant caught the touchdown, what was your mindset at that point?
Well, I just knew Coach Gilbride was sitting right there. He said, hey, we need two scores. Go do it. So, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of what, you know, we knew, you know, that's what we needed. We needed two scores, and that was the mindset. We've been in these situations before. It's nothing new. You know, I don't like being in the situations. It's becoming a habit and a bad habit. But, you know, we find ways to overcome it, and you know, it's a fun way to win. But, you know, I'd like to have a lead and try to hold on to one for once.
Circumstances, I mean, did this feel like the season was on the line, though? This wasn't like at Arizona, you know?
You know, I think you treat every game the same. You got to be careful to start feeling like the season's on the line, and then you can start playing tense or start getting worried or getting down. That was never the mindset. We just said, hey, we got to go score. We got to go win the game. We got to score two touchdowns. I thought guys played loose, and we're just trying to go out there and win a game.
Mentally preparing for overtime?
Yeah, you know, when they're you know, right there about to kick the field goal, you know, I was you know, getting prepared for overtime. But you know, before that, I was just rooting for our defense, you know, trying to see if they can make a play, get a sack, get, you know, make a big play to try to end the game. But you know, Tony did a great job driving them down there, made some clutch throws, and you know, obviously our defense and JPP did a great job getting that block on the field goal.
Right before the field goal.
That was good. It worked out very well. You know, obviously everybody knows what happened last week. They called, you know, timeout, and he missed the second one. This one, you know, similar, said we blocked it. So, you know, good idea by Coach Coughlin, and guys executed well, and getting it blocked.
How much distraction level, if any, with the Bradshaw situation?
No distraction. You know, we knew what we had to do. We got running backs who can play. Brandon's been running great, so you know, it was no distraction at all.
How much did this team need Brandon to run?
You know, it's a big win, no doubt, and you know, we're excited. You know, it's been a while since we had that winning feeling, so it's good to have that in the locker room, and a lot of excited guys, a lot of smiles, and obviously. You know, it won't mean anything if we don't go finish the season strong and win these next games. So that's the mindset. We can't relax now. We can't start, you know, feeling, you know, great about ourselves right now. We still got three big games, and you know, next week at Washington coming to New York, we got to go, you know, win that game and go from there.
Even when Bradshaw plays, how much does this team need Brandon to run the way he ran today?
You know, Brandon ran hard today. He made some big plays. And you know, that's what you have to do against a good pass rush. If we're not running and trying to throw, they do a great job getting rush on the quarterback. And obviously, you know, our offensive line pounded them. They were physical up front. And you know, in the fourth quarter, when you had to throw it, you know, I think they were worn down a little bit. Just you know, that's what a good running attack does. It wears down those defensive linemen, and you know, opens up the pass routes.
Two drives. Do you feel any pressure at all?
I don't think I ever feel pressure when I'm playing football. I think, you know, I know my assignments. I'm trying to read the defense. I know my plays, and I try to make plays. I try to, you know, get the ball into my receiver's hands, my back's hands, and let them do their jobs. So, you know, it's exciting. It's fun. You know, it's I'm competitive, and I'm out there just trying to do whatever I can to get a win.
Your reaction when Manningham dropped the pass in the end zone?
well, you know, it's one of those deals you don't dwell on it, you don't think about it. And, you know, I was trying to kind of see what happened. I couldn't really see if he caught it or not, and then I saw the ball, you know, rolling on the sideline. So, you know, I didn't get worried. I said, hey, we still got plenty of time. You know, we'll go down, we'll get it, we'll, you know, we still got opportunities to score right here.
When did you find out with
the games to know, like, how crazy it appears to be over, like, say, the last 5 minutes like that? You know, if you're somebody watching that game, when you're inside that game and actually playing it, does it feel that frantic and nuts, or does it not to you? How does it feel to you?
No, I think it just, you know your assignment, you know what the task at hand is, you know what you need to do, and then you try your hardest to go do it. That's all that's going on. We're trying to, we know we got to score quickly. You know, we're in a 2-minute situation. We're trying to score before the 2-minute, 2 minutes left on the clock, 2-minute warning, just so, you know, it gives us a timeout, make sure, you know, when we get the ball back, we'll have enough time to go down there. And defense did a great job getting the stop after the first touchdown. And then, you know, we had a good field position, had a great opportunity, to go down there and plenty of time. We were in a rush to go down there and score.
When did you find out Ahmad was going to start?
Like, did you think at all, you know, you guys got down into the 1-yard line. You weren't in a rush at that point. Did you ever think about last week, you know, about, you know, trying to score, not leaving too much time?
You know, no, I mean, I think you still just got to score. We still had to get the 2-point conversion, to go up. We were going to run the ball. We were going to huddle up afterwards. We were going to take our time. Dallas took timeouts. So, you know, at least you're making them use their timeouts in that situation. So when they got the ball back with 30 seconds left, that they had no timeouts. And, usually that's a pretty good situation.